From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. President Barack Obama struck a conciliatory note toward Muslims around the world in his inaugural speech. Mr. Obama said, "We seek a new way forward based on mutual interest and mutual respect." Will that message be heeded? Pakistan has been a key ally of the U.S. in the war against Islamist militants, but anti-American sentiment among people in that country has been growing. NPR's Philip Reeves has just visited Pakistan, and he sent us this report about how people view America's new leader. His story begins in a taxi cab.
Oh, it's okay. I'll make it. It's okay. And the glass is broken, so that way.
No worries.
So we move now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Asif Hussain Shah has driven the same taxi for 22 years. Like most of the world's cab drivers, he holds an opinion about many subjects, including Barack Obama.
It's not changed for only the American, it's also changed for the world. And especially we Pakistani also looking towards Obama. Because America is a superpower, so he have a role to take the world in a peaceful way.
These are difficult times for Pakistanis. Their democratically elected government is weak, their economy's in a mess, the Taliban controls parts of their country. Shah's concerned. In fact, he's so concerned he's just published a book, a kind of taxi driver's guide to coping with such problems, including violent Islamist militancy.
I think the best way is to talk. War is no solution. The best way is to talk with broad mind and with broad heart.
Open heart,
exactly. I'm sorry. I can't speak good English here.
Shah has had enough of conflict. So have many of his countrymen. In less than 2 years, many hundreds of Pakistanis have been killed by suicide bombers. The victims include Benazir Bhutto, a former prime minister. She died in Rawalpindi, near the capital Islamabad, just over 1 year ago. That's where we're going now. At the makeshift shrine marking the place of Bhutto's assassination, Cameron Hyder, a mechanical engineer, has come to pay his respects.
We are not concerned either with Obama or Bush. Whoever rules in America, they are definitely going to harm and damage Pakistan.
Not far away, there's a group of men with shovels and pickaxes.
If you haven't got a job in Pakistan and you're male and you're willing to do almost anything, this is where you come. There's a group of men here sitting beside the road, waiting for someone to come along and hire them. Now, many of these men are from the tribal belt in Pakistan. That's in the middle of the conflict between the Pakistani army, backed by the US, and the Taliban. They're wearing the traditional clothing of that area, baggy trousers, baggy shirts, skull caps.
The weather-beaten, bearded tribesmen cluster round, eager to talk. The US has paid Pakistan billions of dollars in military aid since 9/11. Pakistan's rounded up hundreds of Al-Qaeda suspects, some of whom ended up in Guantanamo Bay. But today, these men want to talk about the U.S. strategy of firing missiles from unmanned drones at suspected militant targets in Pakistan's tribal belt. A labourer called Watan Khan is chosen to speak on the men's behalf.
We tribal people actually are very much concerned about the American drone attacks because they are attacking the civilians and women and children are being killed.
Khan says if President Obama wants to win the support of Pakistan's tribesmen in driving out the Taliban, the missiles need to stop.
Once he stops his attacks, then we will say, okay, Obama is a good president for us.
We head back to Islamabad in Shah's taxi. Soon, we're outside the Marriott Hotel. 4 months ago, 56 people died when the hotel was attacked by a suicide truck bomb.
My name is Zulfikar Malik, and I'm general manager of Islamabad Marriott Hotel.
Malik and his colleagues have first-hand experience of the horrors of the violence blighting Pakistan. He thinks Pakistanis are hopeful, though, that Barack Obama will make a difference.
Yes, I mean, people have a lot of expectation from Mr. Barack Obama. And what a common person expects that when Mr. Obama comes, not only we will continue to fight against these people, but at the same time, we are going to try to engage their hearts and minds.
This is just a flicker of hope against the bleak landscape.
We will take an another route.
But Asif Hussain Shah, the cab driver, feels it too. As he rattles around in his ancient taxi, planning his next book, Shah clings to the belief that Pakistan will eventually come right.
Normal life is hard in Pakistan, but I think if we play our role, everybody, when he play his role, I think we can find the solution.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. You're welcome. Thank you.
Philip Reeves, NPR News.